on 7HOFM, in the front row with Bo.
Godzilla vs. Kong. The latest installment of this franchise finally interweaves Godzilla and Kong in an epic fight. While company Apex search for a new power source to empower man, they use Kong to guide them into Hollow Earth. Unfortunately, Godzilla's got other plans, and a centuries-old battle for dominance is ignited. But is all exactly as it seems?
We need Kong. The world needs him. To stop what's coming.
It's Godzilla.
These are dangerous times.
Godzilla's out there and he's hurting people and we don't know why.
There was a war and they're the last ones standing.
I keep reaching for greatness because I'm built from it.
Who bows to who?
Kong bows to no one.
I really enjoyed Kong Skull Island, and I liked the Godzilla films for what they were. And if you've seen them, you'll know exactly what you're in for. This is pure popcorn, cheesy cinema made for a spectacle. So if you want story and some thought in your film, then exit stage left right about now. If you love a good old-fashioned monster melee, then grab the popcorn and enjoy the ride.
I'm of the same opinion.
The cast here do what they need to, which, being told, really isn't that much. And that's a good thing. The monsters are the special effects that get the bums on the seats, and that's what we're there for. Millie Bobby Brown is back in this case, alongside Alexander Skarsgård and Rebecca Hall, and the comic relief of Brian Tyree Henry and Kiwi lad Julian Dennison do their best to keep it lighthearted. This movie is definitely not my favourite of the series, but it is a reasonable effort, and just to watch an oversized gorilla punch on with a surprisingly expressive goanna is worth a look on the big screen.
There's something provoking in that we're not seeing here.
Honestly, it's a fun couple of hours, and that's about it. And for that, I'm giving it 6 Jaffas out of 10. If you're gonna watch this film, you might as well make it on a really big screen with great sound. Godzilla vs. Kong.